Welcome back to another episode of Whimsical Irritations. I am your host, Sirius Stark. And the first thing I want to talk about is moving can be a bitch. I mean, we live in a not very big apartment. When you walk in, it doesn't seem like we have that much stuff. But when it comes down to packing, it seems like I've been packing and cleaning forever on a days on end. And I can't ever seem to get around the mess. And there's always more to be packed and more to be thrown away. And it's just stressful. Like, especially doing this during the whole COVID thing. It's like you just got to keep pushing and making your pennies stretch and trying to get everything in order before, you know, you're moving van or trailer, whatever you would be doing. I'm doing a trailer, gets here and ready to go. And it just seems like no matter what I do and no matter how much work I do on the daily, it just is never ending. It just feels like I am nowhere near complete. I know it'll all work out and I'll get it figured out, but man, is it a bitch. Moving on though, something that's got brought to my attention actually by my kid, is that change can be scary. It's a talk I had to have with him last night. And, you know, at first he was all excited to move, and he still is excited to move. But I get it. Change, you know, is scary. It's needed. And it happens throughout life, no matter what. I mean, take me for granted. I moved from California to Florida, Florida to California, moved all around California, then moved to California to Texas, and now I'm going from Texas to Ohio. So, I mean, I've, you know, been all over the place, and I've done different schools and things like that, and I get it. It can be a little scary at times, especially for the younger ones. But what we need to remind them is that change is normal, change can be good, and, you know, sometimes it's fun. It's fun to go on a new adventure and see the new things that you're going to be able to do and the new opportunities that are going to lie in front of you and all the new doors that can be opened and all of that. It's really something that you need to talk to your kids about before you're doing a big change like that, is that you understand that it's scary, but everything's going to be okay. They just sometimes need that reassurance. And the game of the week to play is Killing Floor 2. It's been out for a while, but it is something that I have been playing a lot of recently. There is also a video you should check out. Came out quite a bit ago, 2015. But it is Killing Floor Uncovered. It's a live-action video. And if you want to come and play with me and my friends, I am Sirius_Stark. Friend code is 28055-8700. So go ahead, get on there, and kill some Zeds with us. And if you do like short live action video game shorts, go out and check out the Uncharted live one with Nathan Fillion. I think it's pretty cool. I definitely think they should make a movie with Nathan Fillion starring Drake. A lot of people are opposed to that, but if you watch this short, you definitely probably agree with me. He does a great job at playing Drake, so give that a check out too. And that sound is a bottle being opened, which means it's Whiskey of the Week. The Whiskey of the Week that I picked for this week is a Midwinter Night's Dram done by High West Distillery. The bottle that I have here is their Limited Engagement Act 6, Scene 1, excuse me. It runs at 49.3% alcohol by volume, which is 98.6 proof. It is their 2018 release, so it might be a bit hard to find, and normally retails for around $100. Brand new, but if you do find it, it's mostly from a secondhand seller, and they are pricing the fuck out of it. I found it anywhere from $300 up to $500, but I'm going to pour some here and let you know what I think. So first there, on the nose, it's nice sweet maple. It's really smooth, not very strong in the ethanol department on your nose. And that taste, you get definitely your spices because it is heavy in the rye area. But you get some graham cracker in there, I'm thinking. Some honey. and that maple that you smell in the beginning kind of takes a hold there too. It's definitely something you'd want to drink during the winter time, which kind of the wrong time for now, but hey, any whiskey is a good whiskey because whiskey is a cure-all. It's got a nice finish though, for a rye. It's not too hot in the finish. You still get the spicy notes of rye, but it's really smooth. And that honey that I mentioned in the beginning of the tasting, it definitely has a nice coming out of the closet feel there. It opens up a bit more. I mean, really, it's a really good pour. So if you could find this bottle, definitely recommend it. If not, just wait for it. They come out with a different act and different scene every year around Christmas time. Like I said, this is the Act 6, Scene 1, and this is from 2018. They are finished in French oak port barrels, and are bottled by High West Distillery. Now, I don't know if you know, but High West Distillery normally sources all their stuff from MGP, which doesn't make it bad. It is kind of a bummer that they don't like tell you that on the bottle. It's almost like they're trying to hide it. But it's still a really, really, really good whiskey. So definitely give that a try if you can find that.
Our trip was different. It was to be a classic affirmation of everything right and true in the national character. A gross physical salute to the fantastic possibilities of life in this country. But only for those with true grit. And we are chock full of that, man.
It's movie of the week time. And the movie I suggest that you watch is Scoob. Always been a big Scooby-Doo fan ever since I was a kid, a tiny bit bopper. But it's good. It definitely brought me back to my childhood there. It was definitely packed full of Easter eggs from previous Scooby-Doo shows and Scooby-Doo movies, including some of the characters that actually make appearances from, you know, other older cartoons. The one thing that kind of just bothered me, and it looks like it bothered a few other people, including himself, Matthew Lillard, is that he was not Shaggy this time, which was a bummer. And Matthew Lillard himself even expressed that he was pretty bummed that he didn't get to do the voice for Shaggy this time. But it still was definitely worth the watch. It's still a really good Scooby-Doo movie. But, you know, Matthew Lillard does hold a heart, place in all of our hearts as Shaggy. He's done a wonderful job doing that role. Other news about movies is that James Cameron is finally going to be doing his Avatar sequels. So there should be a total of 5 films after he's completely done. And he's going to be releasing them now 2 years apart. There's mixed emotions on social media about it. My whole thing is he's always planned on doing it. Since the beginning, he's always had the plan of doing 5 of them. And, you know, that was his whole thing, was that he was just waiting for the future, pretty much, which is now, for there to be better tech for the visual graphics that he wants to put into the new movies. I mean, the first one did stunning job at all the graphics. All the CGI-ing and everything was done really well. So you can only imagine what the next ones are going to be like with him wanting to wait for that tech to be available for him to be able to utilize in his filmmaking. So definitely keep an eye on that. It's going to be great. James Cameron does some pretty cool stuff. And I mean, I really like the first Avatar, so I'm excited to see what the next ones bring out.
Music on!
His name is James Cameron, the bravest pioneer. No budget too steep, no sea too deep. Who's that? It's him, James Cameron.
And with that, a short break for our messages. Welcome back, and something I want to bring up again is the email. Go ahead and email me any segments you want me to do, any questions you have, anything you want me to talk about. Email is whimsical.irritations@gmail.com. Now we're going to go ahead and talk about the stupid, ridiculous, dumb tweet section. Because, oh man, are some people just fucking retarded. First one is from Lef Lefley. I took a blood test today and made a B+. Any tips so that I can get an A next time? Jenny Pentland says, I was arguing with my husband and my son screamed, yay, 2 Christmases from the other room. This one's name is blocked out, but it says, I'm sick of the U.S. government. I'm moving to California. Fuck the U.S. It's another one of them people that missed out on geography. At dinner, daughter. Daddy, how much of this meatball is meat? Me. Probably like 90%. Daughter, so it's 10% balls? Me spits out food. That is something my son would say. Stop weed smoking is what the name of this person says. And they say, the devil has 5 letters. So does weed. If you don't think weed is the devil, you need Jesus. Someone needs to learn how to count. I've never really wanted to go to Japan simply because I don't like eating fish. And I know that's very popular out there in Africa. Oh my God. I can't. Is that the last one we have? It looks like that's the last one that I had. Didn't have too many tweets because I can't just keep dumbing myself down with too many of those. But something I do want to talk about that's a serious and important thing is the government and our stimulus checks. So don't know if any of you guys got your first round of stimulus checks. There's definitely a way to check it out. You can go on their website and see what's going on with yours. But Congress is currently considering an additional stimulus check to be sent out to everyone. The House did pass the bill that includes a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks, but the Senate still has yet to decide if it will agree to additional stimulus checks before anything can become law. So basically, the momentum is moving in the direction of Congress passing another stimulus check, and the expectation is that the House Senate will start negotiations here in June. So keep your ears to the floor about that one. We'll see if we get anything. That'll help us out in these times of need. And while I have a moment here with you, I do want to bring up support again. You know, any support really does truly help, whether you're just giving it a listen, subscribing, liking, following it on Facebook. There's even a support area in Anchor that helps me out. It'd be much appreciated. It would definitely help make these shows a little bit more better. I can get some more tech for some stuff. You know, so anything helps. Go ahead and support me. Whimsical Irritations. I am your host, Sirius Stark. And with that, we are going to start the Cooking with Sirius Stark episode segment, blah, blah, blah. So what you're going to want to do is get some chicken breasts. You're going to take them chicken breasts and you're going to set them aside nice and clean. You're going to get a pot. You're going to fill it up about halfway with peanut oil. You're gonna get that peanut oil popping hot, lock and dropping it. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get that real hot, toasty. Then you're gonna go ahead and you're going to take some egg, some flour, and some breading. You're gonna mix that all up in a bowl, and you're gonna go ahead and you're going to soak, I should say, your chicken breast pieces into that breading. Now, your chicken breasts you're gonna want cut up into like chicken finger sizes, okay? Because what you're going to be doing here is you're going to be making pretty much chicken fingers. Now, onto the side, you're going to have a little saucepan. And in that saucepan, you're going to have about 2 spoonfuls of brown sugar, about a cup full of soy sauce, about 2 spoonfuls of Worcestershire sauce. You can put in a little bit of some stuff in there to thicken up your teriyaki sauce that you're going to be making here. Yes, that's what it is, teriyaki sauce. But it's not needed. It can be just like a liquidy, doesn't have to be all thick. After that, you're going to go ahead and just kind of have it on a low boil there while it's cooking, simmering down. You're going to throw some garlic in there, maybe some onion. And when that's all finished, you're just going to kind of set that off to a side to a slow, light simmer to keep it warm, keep all them ingredients making love to each other to create that homemade teriyaki flavoring there. Then you're going to go ahead and you're going to go and take them breaded chicken breasts that you've cut up and you've gotten all prepared, and you're going to take them and you're going to put them in the pot with the sizzling peanut oil. Now stand back, because that shit is going to pop. Make sure you have your vents on. Make sure you got some airflow going on there, because it's going to get real fucking toasty up in there. You're going to be cooking them and frying them in that peanut oil. Now, after that's all done, you're pretty much set to go. Take some of that sauce from the teriyaki homemade sauce that you made, pour that in a little sauce container, get your plate, put your breaded chicken strips there, and you're just going to dip them and eat them. You can make some jasmine rice on the side there if you'd like. And that is Sirius Stark's quick cooking episode of teriyaki chicken strips. Now, something I'm going to talk about is anxiety. And my girlfriend kind of wanted me to talk about this because she's got anxiety, and I mean, I've been known to have certain anxiety episodes in the past. I've learned to kind of deal with it and channel it to where I don't have any anxiety attacks really anymore. It's a rarity if I do. One of the things that really helped me was when you're in the moment of that massive anxiety attack is feeling your heartbeat. Feel your heartbeat. You know you're still alive. The fact that you're thinking that means that your brain's still working. You're still there. So it kind of lessens the panic of what's really going on and why you're, freaking out. She wanted me to talk about it because, she has these moments where she starts to have anxiety attacks, and it's over, little things, social anxiety. I told her that we're going to be going to have dinner with one of my old coworkers this Sunday before we leave, and she started kind of breaking down, worrying about what she was going to wear and this and that, and kept telling her it's not a big deal. Like, they live down the street. We're just going to go have some dinner with them, and that'll be that. Don't stress about it. But that wasn't really helping her. She had to fight through that and get through that on her own. And everyone has to find their own coping mechanisms for that. One of the techniques I used to use is I used to draw mandalas, the little flower pictures. So I'd find a page in my notebook and I would start just drawing these flowers. And I found that the more intricate that I made them, the more detail that I put in them, and focused on that, helped set my mindset to that picture instead of what I was, worrying about for no reason. Anxiety attacks can really suck, and a lot of the people in this generation, a lot of people just in general, have to deal with this in today's world. Just know that you're not alone, and there are definitely ways that you can find that will help you. Another one that I found is just I don't know if there's like a name for it, but what I would do is I would say, okay, pick five things that are the color blue in your room, find them, and I'd find them. And then I'd say, okay, pick four things that are in the room that I can taste. And, okay, so you find four things in the room that you can taste. Then pick three things in the room that you can physically touch. Okay, you find those three things that you can physically touch. Now pick two things that you could see yourself using. You can literally imagine yourself using, whether you saw a yo-yo on the ground, you can see yourself in your mind using that yo-yo, two things like that. And then the last one is yourself. Can you feel yourself, being where you are? Can you feel yourself sitting on the floor, sitting in your chair, or laying in your bed? Can you feel that? Because sometimes you just need to reground yourself with your surroundings and what's going on around you, to bring yourself back to that regular mental state, whatever that may be for your regularity. But yeah, just know that you're not alone. A lot of people deal with it, and there's a lot of different ways, and hopefully some of those ways that I gave you will help you out. But yeah, just keep pushing forward, like I always say. There are rough times, but you'll make it. I believe in you. And some random note that you want to hear is from my lovely girlfriend. If you water water, it will grow. And it sounds strange at first, but it's actually true. It's one of those things where it is real. I'll throw another joke out there from her. She said, "What's the difference between a fly and a mosquito?" And I said, "Well, a mosquito sucks blood." My son said the same thing. She said, "No, a mosquito can fly, but a fly can't mosquito." You gotta love her. She's great. One of the last things I wanted to bring up was jobs. If you're looking for a job like I am, you might want to give Facebook a look because it looks like Facebook is starting to make most of their workers that are already working from home stay at home if they'd like to. It looks like Facebook said on Thursday that it would allow many employees to work from home permanently, but there is a catch that they may not be able to keep their big Silicon Valley salaries in more affordable parts of the country. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's chief executive, told workers during a staff meeting that was live streamed on his Facebook page that within a decade, as many as half of the company's more than 48,000 employees would work from home. That it is clear that COVID has changed a lot about our lives, and that certainly includes the way that most of us work. Coming out of this period, that he expects that remote work is going to be a growing trend as well. So, I mean, if you're looking for a job, I know I am, you might want to give Facebook a look because it looks like you might be able to do some remote work for them from your comfort of your own home office. So give that a check out. And without further ado, this is going to be the end up, the wrap up of the episode. Sorry to be cutting it a little bit short here on the last ones. I've just been busy with the whole packing and everything. I promise you, once I've moved and I've settled in, my episodes will continue to be a bit longer than what they have been. But just remember, I am your host, Sirius Stark, and this was another episode of Whimsical Irritations. So sit in there, hang in there, do what you need to do to get through this craziness in this world, but just keep keeping it cool. Until next time.